All right, welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we're talking about war. And we're talking about what we as the everyday citizen can do. And I want to talk about that from a couple of different perspectives, but I want to start with some important fundamentals that are probably not going to be very popular, but I think they need to be said. So there's a lot of war in the world right now. And I find this heartbreaking, obviously. The reason I find it so heartbreaking is not just the massive loss of life. Certainly, that is heartbreaking. But the senseless nature of it. War is a choice. Now, before you get too mad at me, let me explain. War is a choice made by leaders of countries and organizations. And at some point, those individuals woke up and made a choice. They made a choice. One nation or organization decides that this is the plan and we're going to attack this other nation or organization. And they do. And that initial attack is an invitation to war. And our knee-jerk reaction as a species is to retaliate. Retaliate tenfold, 100-fold. Our reaction as a species is to accept the invitation to war and to perpetuate said war, and to sacrifice the everyday individual citizens of that country or organization in the name of that war. Now, the leaders of those countries and organizations, they don't sacrifice anything. In fact, it looks a good bit like they may profit off the whole thing. But the everyday people are sacrificed to that mantle of war. War is a number of things. First off, it is a choice made by the leaders of countries and organizations. They make the choice to begin it. They make the choice to perpetuate it day after day. They could make a different choice, and we'll talk about that in a minute. The truly upsetting thing about war, for me, is not just the senseless nature of how these leaders did not need to choose this, but the fact that war is the erasure of human potential. I'll use the war between Ukraine and Russia as an example. Hundreds of thousands of human beings have been sacrificed to this war by their leaders. Hundreds of thousands. Really think about the scale of that. Hundreds of thousands of intelligent minds, of creative minds, innovative minds, kind and caring hearts. Hundreds of thousands of people who might have contributed something truly amazing, worthy, or good in this world. And now not only will they not get the chance to seek out their purpose and potentially offer something great to humanity? But we've just erased the potential, not only of those individuals, but of their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren and their great-great and their great-great-great-grandchildren. So we actually have no idea the true depth of what we've lost as humanity when we've lost these people. But what we do know is that their leaders don't seem to have a problem with it. Their leaders continue to wake up every day and choose war. Well, what else are they supposed to do? Oh, I don't know. Perhaps choose peace. Peace is a choice. War is a choice. Peace is a choice for these leaders. And I want to talk about what everyday citizens might do as well. But for these leaders, they certainly have a choice. They could wake up one day and simply decide to do what it takes to create peace. Put their egos aside and sit down and actually try to hash out what's it going to take for peace. What's it going to take? And do what it takes. Or they can choose to continue to perpetuate war and sacrifice their citizens to it. Been going on a long time. Been going on so long in our species that we think of it as okay. Think about it. If your neighbor, let's suppose you didn't like your neighbor, they didn't like you. You don't like the way they live. They don't like the way you live. Maybe you really find each other annoying. Well, if your neighbor decided to come over onto your property and damage your property and try to injure you or worse, they would be arrested and charged with a crime, hopefully. And you would have a choice. You could choose to escalate the situation. Well, now I'm going to go damage their property and try to injure them. But you wouldn't, would you? Because you would be thinking that would be a really stupid idea. Why? Because it would just perpetuate this feud into this escalation of horribleness, of which you would both be just sacrificing your person and property for the sake of this now ego-driven battle between the two of you. War, as we have come to know it as a species, is just a large-scale version of that same crime. That for some reason, we take this large-scale version of property damage and attempted murder and go, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Let's each pick a side and root for them. Let's send them money. Let's send them more weapons so they can kill more people. This is great. Yeah. This is fine. Totally normal. Where did we get to a point where this is acceptable? Maybe we've always been at that point. But I suggest that maybe we back away from deciding that this is acceptable for leaders to perpetuate war. Every day they have a choice. And I know somebody's going to be like, what do you mean they don't have a choice? Well, I'll tell you who doesn't have a choice is the individual citizens. The individual everyday citizens that find themselves in the midst of this don't so much have a choice. So what can you do? If you find yourself in a situation where your leaders have decided to perpetuate war, to support war in another country, to help perpetuate war through money and weapons and such? There's really only two things you can do. Number one, pick different leaders. If picking different leaders is not an option, then really your only option then is going to be to make those leaders irrelevant to you in your own life in some way. If you find yourself in the midst of a war-torn country, I have never been in that situation, and I cannot even imagine having to make the choice of to stay or to leave. That's a damn hard choice. But if you can stop it before it gets there, if you can change your leaders, pick better ones that will choose peace, or if you can make those leaders irrelevant to the extent that you can in your own life, these seem to me the choices that the everyday people have. I find myself in that situation here in the U.S. where our current leadership, as of this recording on October 10th, 2023, our current leadership wakes up every day and chooses to perpetuate war in other countries. So far. So, what choices do I have? Well, I can choose better leaders. At the moment, we still have the right to vote, and so I shall. I will choose better leaders. Leaders who would choose peace, or would choose to work for peace, would choose to help others work for peace. And while I'm at it, I might just hedge my bets and try to make those leaders as irrelevant in my life as possible. And there's a few ways to do that. Financial independence is one. Getting involved in a good one or more, several different blockchain economies, crypto economies, is another. Something to explore. Creating local economies, neighborhood economies, that's something to explore. Even barter style economies. Reading headlines, yes. Maybe do a little bit less of that. At the same time, you want to be informed. I remember Denzel Washington said, if you don't read the news, you're uninformed, and if you do read the news, you're misinformed. But it's the best we've got. Providing leadership as best you can amongst your neighborhood, your town, any online communities and economies that you're involved in, is really the best you can do as an ordinary person. Because we're something subject to the whims of the leaders that we have either elected into those positions, or if that's not how it works in your country, then you are subject to the whims of the leaders who are currently in power, however they got there. So this is a real downer of a video. I realize, I'm so sorry. But I think we had to talk about this because war is contagious, as you may have noticed. More and more aggression just seems to come about because the leaders of countries worldwide right now with the possible exception of Turkey. And show me others, please. Send me messages of other leaders that are actually actively working for peace. But you've got far too many world leaders at the moment who come at the world. They walk into the UN. They walk into the room with other leaders with an adversarial mindset, with a mindset of domination, with win and lose, greater than and less than, rather than walking into a room of other leaders from a framework of cooperation and partnership. How can we work together, right? You could work together with a country. Maybe you don't like aspects of their society. I'm pretty sure they don't like aspects of your society, but you could work together for your mutual benefit. You don't have to come at it as adversaries. And this is true in your personal life as well. This is true in your work life. Are you walking into that meeting? This is something that we as ordinary folks can do, is to try to live these ideas in our own life. Every time you walk into a meeting at work, are you walking in there with, from a standpoint of being adversaries? Is this competitive? Is it win or lose? Or are you walking into that meeting from a standpoint of cooperation? How can we work together? How can we both benefit? Just the attitude you walk in the room with makes such a big difference. And I like to imagine what could happen if we chose leaders with a more cooperative mindset, less adversarial, leaders that might work for peace. And I get it, that sometimes choosing peace means sacrificing something, especially to someone who would like to choose war with you. Choosing peace may mean giving something up that you didn't want to give up. But you may find that what you give up in that process might be worth the hundreds of thousands of lives and the human potential that you would have saved. But you can't let them get away with that. They attacked you. Yes, maybe so. But you have a choice at that point, to retaliate and lose more, or to cut your losses, rebuild, and let them look like the jerk they are. So I think that's probably going to generate enough hate mail for one video, but that's kind of where I'm at. That's what I'm thinking. I think it's important to put this perspective out there, because far too many people are treating war like a football game. I support this side. I support that side. I don't support any of them. I don't support people who choose war. I support people who choose peace and who do what it takes to make it happen. Because only within peace will we get the full potential of our humanity. War suppresses all of that. And I, for one, want to see you at your full potential. All right, I think we'll end it there. If you have positive thoughts, you can message me at my website, KatherineColleen.com. Find me on the socials. I have no idea where this one's going to go. But that's kind of what I'm thinking right now. I hope you have an incredible day, a day full of peace, a day full of understanding what matters in this world, and a day full of love. We'll see you next time.